As Charlotte's city manager, Pam Seifert has overseen a workforce that has grown to about 6,000. In her 10 years on the job, she's managed the city's budget and made sure the city council's policy decisions were carried out. Last night, in a closed session, she told the council that after 34 years in public service, she's ready to step down. Today, she stood in the council chambers flanked by the mayor and city council members as she made her decision public.
I wanted to let you know that I told the mayor and city council last night that I have one last budget process left.
It's been a difficult couple of months for Seifert, who spent much of her time recently defending the city's light rail project. The project and CATS director, Ron Tober, have been criticized for being millions of dollars over budget. Seifert said she waited to resign till she was sure the light rail project was on sound footing.
I'm very confident now that Ron and his staff have the project on the right course. We've got a great communication system in place, and it's time for me to start thinking again of making that transition to private citizens.
Seifert says now that this work is done, she'll be able to devote more time to her family and her travels. It's been a busy time in office for Pam Seifert. During her tenure as city manager, she oversaw many projects, including the First Neighborhood Bond Program, the city's first and only bond for improving state roads, and the aforementioned light rail project. But she said her 10 years by no means have been a cakewalk. She cites one project in particular. In the fall of 2000, Seifert found herself at the negotiating table with Charlotte Hornets co-owner Ray Wooldridge. The Hornets wanted the city to finance a new arena to keep the NBA franchise in town. After a meeting with Wooldridge, Seifert briefed reporters in her characteristic low-key style.
We narrowed down the alternatives, and we realized we have got to go back and do some more work looking at some financial issues on the city side, looking at some financial issues on the Hornets side, and we have agreed to meet again.
Ultimately, the city bundled $352 million worth of uptown projects, including a new arena, before voters in a bond referendum, which voters soundly rejected in 2001. But Seifert did aid in the negotiations to get both a new team and a new arena for Charlotte just 4 years later. Mayor Pat McCrory says the city couldn't have grown to what it is today without Seifert's vision.
None of this existed 11 years ago. And she's had to oversee all those projects. And I tell you, 99% of them have been done on budget, on time, and there's been no corruption whatsoever, which is what you cannot say in a lot of major cities in the United States of America. And I'm really proud of her for that, too.
McCrory also praised her for developing relationships with the business community to cement a strong tie between the city's public and private sectors. City Council member Anthony Fox echoed the mayor's praise.
Every time the council has asked Pam Seifert to take on a tough issue, she has done it with toughness, with savvy. And I just think that when the history books are written about Charlotte, she's going to be someone who will be considered a pioneer.
Several other council members expressed their appreciation for her service to Charlotte. Pam Seifert will step down at the end of June. In the interim, city council must pick another city manager. Seifert says she knows of a number of good internal candidates that could take her place. Mayor Pro Tem Susan Burgess agrees, but says council should still conduct a broader search.
In all fairness to the people of Charlotte, I think we should consider outside candidates. On the other hand, we have some internal candidates that could step into this position and not skip a beat.
Council member John Lasseter says it's likely the council will conduct such a wide search. He lists the traits and qualities he wants to see in a new city manager.
Management skills are preeminent. A broad set of skills, understands budgeting, finance, capital projects, basic services. And then a personality type that can work with a wide variety of both elected officials as well as citizens.
Lasseter says the search to fill Seifert's position will be underway soon. The first step is to create a search committee. Lasseter says he hopes that committee will form in the next few weeks. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.